It's noon, and I'm driving you to your first appointment. Not a job, but the spa. Preparation is the key. Here you have your feet pampered, massaged, nails in glitter gold, hair curled and fluffed. Your makeup is strong and deep. My girl needs to be the part of a well-kept, high-priced slut. The look that makes cocks instantly stand at attention. Yesterday, we headed downtown to the boutiques to find you the perfect dress for this particular client. I have you model several, from flowing gowns to skimpy dresses. These are for me as well, and I must approve. After the spa, we return to the condo for you to lotion and fragrance. I choose your jewelry and accessories to be just as lavish as your hair and makeup. Large V-neck necklace, anklets. I help you into your dress, a black, sheer, transparent, deep neckline with open back that lightly frills out just below your perfect booty. The dress allows the eyes to view your perky breasts and smooth, soft skin. You make my cock drool. Our drive is tingly with the anticipation of the evening to come. I reach over and have my fingers stroke your moist folds, and your breath quickens. My slut must be ready and well stimulated. We park in the open of a crowded street near the parkway. I have done this to parade my prize on the walk to the penthouse suite. And you are noticed by men and gorgeous women alike. You are stunning for all to see in my hand. In the elevator, my lust breaks free, and I take you against the wall, shoving my raging hard on, quick, deep into your pussy. I fuck you hard, but not long. I want your hole well stretched for the men who will use you tonight. I don't come. That will be for later. Upon entering the suite, you can tell it's only men who dwell here. Very masculine. Hardwood and stainless steel accents. You clench, feeling the power of the room. It is arousing to you. Before continuing into the living room, I turn you into me, hold you tight, and kiss you full and long to relieve any tension and calm my baby girl. You are my princess, and I love you. I lead you to the center of the room. The men have given me a large leather chair to properly monitor the scenario as it unfolds. 6 men, ages 45 to 60. The older, very formally dressed. The younger, in casual sharp shirt and tie. Expensive watches and rings adorn. These are clients with specific tastes. They encircle you like wolves on their prey. This won't be sexual. This won't be kind. Their hands reach out to grab, caress, and molest your supple skin. Almost devouring in manner, and you submit to this manhandling, feeling every hold, every pinch of your nipples, every finger violating you. Your skin becomes flushed and taut. You instinctively put your arms behind your back, allowing more access to your beautiful body. Before the frenzy takes hold, I have a gift for you and for me. I motion you over to me and take off your necklace. In its place, I fasten around your neck a 3-inch wide leather collar with a very large silver ring that dangles from the front. This is a symbol of my dominance in the room and my ownership of you. You are mine. The men in their lust tie your arms behind your back and bend you over while standing. They enter you from the front and from behind, delighting in the wetness of your cunt and your mouth. They are rough, gripping your throat, pulling your head back with your hair to accommodate yet another cock in your mouth. You catch your breath when you can, drooling but begging for more. In between your fuckings, your ass is spanked with swats and taunts from the lust-driven men. They are serious in their desire, and they grin with the prize that I have presented them. You are everything they had hoped for. A beautiful, submissive slut to use, to fuck, to come. Some are spent early, a testament to your tightness and skill in pleasuring men. Some have waited, savoring every inch of your pale, now reddened skin with the abuse you have taken. Over the hour, your eyes have glazed over with ecstasy and exhaustion. You are pliable now, and the men have you on display from my turn. You are tied to the couch, arms high over your head, over the back of the couch, your ankles bound and legs spread wide and back. So vulnerable, so beautiful. My turn. I look you deep in the eyes, your face dripping with cum, your makeup smeared. You have done well, my princess, and for this, you will be rewarded. With my hand gripping my throbbing cock, I slide into your red, swollen peach, coating my manhood with the juices that still flow from you. The men have probed and fingered your small bumhole, but it is I who will be the sole violator. With my cock well greased, you watch intently as I ease into your ass. Even after all the cocks you have pleasured, you feel the fullness of me in you. And as I thrust, I keep my gaze into your eyes, my attention on my baby girl. The anticipated climax I have waited for has come, and I fill you with my seed, exploding out of your ass. And the dribbles that remain, I feed into your wanting mouth. Taste me. The men are helpful in making you presentable for the exit of the building. But only barely. It is dark now, so our leaving is discreet. Upon arriving home, I carry you in, like entering through the threshold on our wedding day. And I gingerly undress you. We shower together. I gently clean your skin and wash your hair. You are exhausted, and I hold you while I lotion your body. We lay in bed, quietly smiling, and I enter you again, connected.